From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report. On December 17th, President Obama announced he was going to normalize relations with Cuba after 53 years of broken ties. 2 weeks later, Cuban exiles gathered at the Freedom Tower in downtown Miami. They rallied in support of Cuban dissidents, some of whom were being arrested that day in Havana for trying to hold a free speech gathering. Many of the exiles who were at the rally oppose any engagement with Cuba's communist regime. They said those detentions proved Obama was betraying the island's democracy activists. At the same time, a lot of people who support engagement with Cuba have insisted that Obama's action will be the ticket to democratic change on the island. But both sides are guilty of hyperbole. Normalization is not a treacherous capitulation to the Castro dictatorship, but it's also not an overnight catalyst for a Cuban spring.
It's important to do a reality check on what the president's announcement did and did not do.
Jose Fernandez is a Cuban-American attorney in New York and a former assistant U.S. Secretary of State. He knows reestablishing U.S.-Cuba diplomatic ties is a big deal. But he and other experts WLRN consulted say the results will probably be small, at least while Cuban leader Raul Castro and his brother Fidel are still alive. Both are in their 80s. Normalization doesn't change the basic fact that what the U.S. wants in Cuba and what the Castros want remain diametrically opposed.
We'd like to see an independent private sector. That's not exactly what they have in mind.
What the Castros have in mind is making sure normalization doesn't threaten their autocratic hold on Cuba. So even though they released 53 political prisoners this week as part of the normalization deal, it's not like free elections are around the corner. Frank Mora, also Cuban-American, is director of the Latin American and Caribbean Center at Florida International University in Miami. He's a former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Defense for the Western Hemisphere.
This policy change is not about expecting or hoping that Raul Castro will become the next Jefferson of Cuba or even Gorbachev of Cuba.
Or the next Cuban capitalist either. Obama wants to let Americans do more business with Cubans who own small enterprises under Raul Castro's limited economic reforms. Yet the real question is whether Castro will let Cubans do more business with us, receiving more U.S. investment and exports like building materials. So far, that's uncertain at best. John Kavalik is a veteran Cuba watcher and senior policy advisor for the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council in New York.
The lack of response by the Cuban government to any of what the president has announced is telling. They're only going to accept what they feel they can control and no further.
Jerry Haar, an international business professor at FIU, agrees, and he says Obama is pinning too much hope on the Castros loosening their grip.
This truly is for those who worship at the church of Our Lady of Wishful Thinking.
Then again, even Haar says it's always worth trying to help Cuba's independent entrepreneurs. And the other experts WLRN spoke with say the expectations normalization has raised among Cubans make it hard for Raul Castro not to allow more capitalist opportunities. Former Assistant Secretary of State Jose Fernandez.
Cuba has very few options. I think the Cuban government will allow small businesses in Cuba to receive investment from the United States.
The more cracks like that in Cuba's wall, the more the U.S. is in a better position to influence change in Cuba when the Castros are gone. That's the real thrust behind Obama's decision to normalize, says Kavalik from the Trade Council.
Having a larger presence inside a country as it's making changes is far more beneficial than looking in from outside the fence.
Frank Mora from the FIU Latin America Center says at this point, the new U.S. policy has to be less focused on Cuba's short-term changes and more on what happens after the Castros.
In spite of the Cuban government, it's creating the conditions that will facilitate or ease a transition towards more open and free society.
1 week from today, high-ranking U.S. State Department officials travel to Havana to begin negotiating the nuts and bolts of normalization. They say they'll be packing that long-term approach to engaging Cuba. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.